Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can be and listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Welcome to all of our audience. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome, of course, to TECNTV.com. Be sure and check out TECNTV.com, and you can watch us live over there. I don't know how much longer we'll be live on Facebook, honestly, because they may say, we're going to cut you out. I don't know. But if they do, if Facebook does decide to do that, that's why we're on TECNTV.com and Cloud Hub. All right. I hear the dinging of the door. That must mean my next guest is here. I want to welcome to the program our constitutional attorney expert. You can find him at CG Contributors. David Shostokas is with us. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, great to be with you, Greg. Yeah, I know you heard literally the dinging of my door closing because I literally actually just walked out of court.
Yeah.
You know, to be with you guys.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you being with me. So we've got two things we want to talk about. Of course, last week, for 3 days, Mike Lindell had his cyber symposium, and I think a lot of people misunderstood maybe what it was that he was wanting to get accomplished there, which was to basically for 72 hours live show people and give people the opportunity to see. And of course, they were live from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. each day, but to actually see as the forensic audit was done, so there was an official record of what they were seeing, and so that people could peer in and see it as well. And I heard people say, well, they just needed like a 5 minutes, and No. You're not understanding, in my opinion, not understanding the purpose of the symposium, which was to give people a seat in the room as they peeled back the layers of evidence. Did you see it that way?
Well, I was not able to spend as much time with Lindell's presentation and the symposium as I might have liked, because I was actually in Georgia a good portion of that time with about 300 lawyers from around the country who were looking at the legal aspects of things that went wrong with 2020 and what can be done going forward from a legal standpoint. Because, of course, there's the forensic situation and the digital investigations, as Mr. Lindell was pointing out. But there's, there's a lot of things on a lot of fronts going on in terms of certainly, you need to do things that are looking back towards 2020 and seeing what we can do to either avoid it or correct it. But there's also, but if you're going to do that, you also have to have a legal structure in place to do those things. So it was really, really important. There was a huge conference out in Georgia with, like I said, 300 lawyers there. We didn't spend a whole lot of time on the kinds of things that Mr. Lindell did. We spent more time on defending the elections next year. So again, you can't
right
this building this thing is going on so many fronts. You know,
building the defenses for what's to come, so that what happened in 2020 doesn't happen again. We hope.
That's exactly right. You know, it's so that the legal structures are in place to defend. You know, we used to have Election Day, right? We don't have Election Day anymore. We have mail-in voting periods, and then we have the early voting periods. Then we have Election Day, and then we have the post-election activities. All those things have legal components to them. And everybody has to be on their guard and protecting things. Every time they go about trying to make voting more convenient, they make voting less secure, because they always open up another channel for people to look at, or another channel for some bad guys, for some bad actors to insert themselves.
Well, another means for people to cheat.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. And so. It's important, to do things that over both in 2016 and 2020, I was part of what they call EDO, Election Day Operations. That's a long ago ancient name for what now is the election period. And most of those have been established for national campaigns, and now they're doing things to have these EDO operations, if you will, in the states. I'm working with a number of folks here to establish a rapid response legal team for state operations here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are things that people need to know, is that there's not just the ongoing 2020 contest, which Lindell's activities are related to, but there's also the taking the lessons from 2020 and where the vulnerabilities were, and trying to put your finger in those in the dike, in those vulnerable areas. And so it's really, really important. And it's so heartening to see that there was 300 plus lawyers from all over the country coming to learn and see how to put the fingers in the dikes and see to it that the very most fundamental aspect of the existence of this nation, the consent of the governed, gets protected.
Well, can I insert for just a second,
sure,
if you don't mind? Because I think the other piece to this, where we, the people, are so critically important in this process, we're supposed to be the ones that are watching those polls. We're supposed to be the ones that are monitoring what's actually going on. We should be the ones that are counting those votes. And that's one of the ways that we maintain the integrity of this as well. And just very quickly, I go back to, and this is why, folks, I talk about this so much, our founders said again, these incredible constitutional liberties that we have, the freedom and the ability to vote, so that we have people that are in office, that are there by our consent. They represent us. They're not lords. They're not kings. It's not a monarchy. Throw that out and stop applying that with your Romans 13 lies and deception, because the fact of the matter is that God made us in America the sovereigns, but without God and morality, David, to make sure that the people, that we are a nation of principle, morals, and integrity, that's why that's so important, in my opinion.
Yeah, your opinion certainly is right. On the other hand, the founders knew the mm-hmm. basic failings mm-hmm. of human nature.
Yes.
And part of the situation of building adversarial systems into both the court and the election process, and is that it's part and parcel of putting checks and balances not only within the government but within the larger society, and in terms of putting checks and balances on power. And so, like you said, it's up to the citizens to monitor, and it's up to citizens on both teams to monitor each other.
Yes,
because actually there is human failing, and if you don't keep an eye on each other, then somebody's going to get the upper hand, and they're going to take advantage of it. And that's something that the founders understood when they put in these various competing sources of power, and the ultimate competing source of power is an election.
And we can't turn this over to federal. We've got to maintain this at the local and state level. We have to.
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely correct. And that's again why there were so many folks at the conference that I was attending. I did watch what I could of the Lindell presentations, and certainly I think that it's some of the stuff that they were talking about and revealed was fantastic. My experience, unfortunately, is that the public's eyes glaze over when you start talking about computers and packets of data and things like that. These are things that are beyond the experience of regular, of most ordinary average folks, including the lawyers, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that this all takes so long is lawyers and judges don't understand all the stuff that these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Peeling back part of that shade, if you will, to try and bring an understanding to the general population about what's going on electronically and digitally, I think is an important contribution. On the other hand, one of the things I walked away with from that 3-day conference that I was at is we have made this stuff unnecessarily complex.
Mm.
A piece of paper and a machine that counts it is pretty much all we should need.
But unfortunately, now the computers are in control because there's been this push to do everything digitally, and so therefore you're no longer punching a piece of paper, you're punching a screen.
Right.
And because you're punching a screen, whoever controls that screen is now who controls the vote. Not you, not you who pushed the buttons, but the person who is able to manipulate and control the screen. And that's what Lindell was trying to get people to understand and then show the background of where it's going wrong, where the manipulations are taking place. That's the scary part. All right, we've given as much as we can about that. I want to set the stage, and then when we come back, we'll talk even more about it, because right now we're going to be getting ready to go into a break here in about a minute and a half. But this Second Amendment case that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear, they agreed to hear it back in April. It's going to be heard in the fall, which is the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association and its plaintiffs, Robert Nash and Brandon Koch, versus Keith Corlett in his official capacity as the superintendent of New York State Police. And some people might think, David, that, well, you know, this is a New York case and this is just going to be New York. But this is at the Supreme Court of the United States, and it directly impacts what concealed carry is and what the qualifications are going to be able to conceal carry, and could then be applied across the country. Am I overstating that, or is that correct?
No, that's absolutely correct. And even now, although the court will be entertaining arguments in October, even now as we speak, the what they call the amicus curiae, the briefs of interested parties, are starting to come in on that case. And that case will, in fact, have an effect nationally, not just in New York, because the New York law has this strange situation where you actually have to prove that you need to have a weapon. You have to have what they call proper cause in New York. And this is, of course, that's not a right. If you need a permission, it's not a right. You know, it's a privilege.
And the Constitution clearly delineates that that's not true. Here we go.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest, David Shostokas. You can find David at CG Contributors on ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com under CG Contributors. You'll head over to his website and be sure and pick up Constitutional Soundbites and also his book on the Declaration of Independence. And he has a brand new program as well at American Media, correct? There's another
American
name.
American Media Periscope is the platform, and
yes,
it's on at 8 o'clock Central on Thursday.
Yeah, it's so, a great program.
Following,
I got
following our friend Pete Santilli.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And be sure and check out Pete's show. Pete's on twice a day with a lot of great information as well. All right, David, let's get into this Second Amendment thing again.
Yes.
And please run down for our audience why and how this case will have an influence then, even, for example, here in Texas or in the other, I think there's 30 states now that have a form of constitutional carry. But this could have implications for those states as well when it comes to concealed carry.
Yes, that's entirely accurate. What's at issue is an old standing New York state law, actually, that requires people, if they want to get a concealed carry license or a public carry license, they have to demonstrate to the the police commissioners and various other authorities in New York that they have proper cause to be carrying. That is, that there's a palpable threat to their lives, that they have danger, or perhaps they say they transport money for their business and they need to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a variety of things by which they have to prove that there's a reason for them to carry, as opposed to that it's their right to carry. And this is the problem with the New York law. And there's about 8 states that have similar laws to that. But the natural outgrowth of this recent Supreme Court jurisprudence, if you will, runs from the Washington D.C. versus Heller, and then the Otis McDonald versus the City of Chicago, which essentially indicates that the Second Amendment right to bear arms is in fact a personal right derived from the right to self-defense. And if that's the case, you should not ever have to prove to the government that you have a need to carry a gun, because it's your right to carry a gun. And certainly even in states that have concealed carry licensing schemes like here in Illinois, you still have to get what they call a FOI card, a firearm,
right,
or owner's identification card, and then you need to get a concealed carry license separate and apart from that.
Mm-hmm.
When you need to do those things are asking the government for permission to exercise the right. That would be like saying, well, I have to prove that I have to go to church on Sunday. You know, I have to prove that I have a reason to publish a newspaper. You know, those things are rights. And so you don't need permission from the government to execute those rights. And any of these restrictions on your Second Amendment right means that it's not a right; it's a privilege. And so the Supreme Court taking up this case bodes well to this becoming actually recognized as a right, the way Judge Thomas would like to see it, and where it's not a second class right, but rather a right deserving of the. Of its presence in the Bill of Rights
of
the Second Amendment.
Right, of the protections,
yes,
guaranteed in the Second Amendment. That being said, and gosh, so in 10 seconds, I guess my question really quickly is this. Will that then bode well across the nation for people to be able to say, okay, the Supreme Court just said, under the Second Amendment, I have the right to conceal carry, and you can't be requiring a license of me?
Yeah, there's a real possibility that would come out, or that limitations on the issuance of licenses or the requirements of licenses would develop.
Okay, very good. David Chisok has been our guest. We'll be back with more Chosen.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself.
PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.